When the rising sun appeared in the east, the jewel of the twice-born Lord Gorsundar awakened. And taking his devotees with him, he went all over the countryside, towns and villages, and played the mridanga, and the cymbals chimed in time. Lord Gauranga's shimmering golden features danced, his footbells jingled. All the devotees chanted the names Mukunda, Madhava, Yadava, Hari, their mouths being filled with the vibrations. They would announce to the still sleeping people, "You spend your nights uselessly sleeping and your days decorating your bodies. You have achieved such a rare human body, but you do not care for this gift. You remain not serving darling of Yashoda and slowly fall through your last moments to death." With every rising and setting of the sun, a day passes and is lost. And why do you remain idle and not serve the Lord of the heart? This temporary life is full of various miseries. Take shelter of the holy name as your only business. To penetrate the darkness of ignorance and bless everyone's heart, the holy name has risen like the shining sun. Drink the pure nectar of the holy name. There is nothing but the name to be had in the 14 worlds, and it has filled the soul of Shibati Vinod Thakur. Mukam karati pachalam pangam langai tekrim yakipantam ham vande shi gurum tarnam Om Gyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasamai Shri Gurave Namaha. So the sun is risen, and Lord Gauranga is calling us. Wouldn't it be nice if we woke up every day to the sound of Lord Chaitanya's kirtan and Lord Chaitanya waking us up to go on Harinam? But usually we wake up and we think, "I have so many problems. I have to do this today, I have to do that today." Srila Prabhupada said in one lecture, "We have only one problem." What is that one problem? How to be Krishna conscious? You're getting close. Yeah, that's even closer. The problem is how to accept Krishna. We're not eager to receive Krishna. Krishna is all around us. But we can't accept him as he comes, as his mercy comes. How to accept Krishna? Srila Prabhupada also said that we should chant Hare Krishna like a child crying for its mother, "Please accept me, please accept me." And if we chant very nicely, Srila Prabhupada said, Krishna will come and he will say, "Please accept me, please accept me." So at this point I would like to introduce my Krishna, Radha Govinda, who are on the altar. And I got them in Calcutta when I was pujari for the Radha Govinda Diti. So they're Radha Govinda number two. When I left Calcutta, then I started to worship them. And I have to introduce my Giridash. I got him. He's the mercy of Mayapur Dham. This year he appeared in Mayapur for me. I took a course on relationships. And at the end of the course, you're supposed to think, what are your feelings and what do you need? So I thought, what do I need? I said, I need Krishna. And then I said, I know he's on the altar, but I need him to be with me all the time. And then the next day, Giriraj came. So from that day on, my life hasn't been the same. So because this one, they cannot travel. They're marble, but this Giriraj can go everywhere. And so he's with me. So now I would like to sing Srirupa Goswami Namastikut number 2, because it's important for today's class. Jaya Namateya Munivrindadeya Jararanjanaya Paramaksharapite Taranadarapi Manavudiritam Nikilo Pratapa Patalim Virupasi. You don't have this on your sheets. I'll tell you when, okay? I'll tell you when to look at your sheets. I know it's confusing because you have a lot of them, but just wait. All glories unto you, O holy name. The sages have always sung hymns praising you. You have now appeared in transcendental form of the supreme syllables for the pleasure of all humanity. If one chants those syllables of the holy name, even indifferently, indirectly, jokingly, deceptively, or slightly, sounds like a lot of us, you destroy his most dreadful, sinful reactions, thereby extinguishing all of his sufferings. Therefore, you are always victorious. So if you can chant the holy name indirectly and all these other things, then why do we need the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Why do we need to even try to chant? Why do we need this mercy? I'll tell you the answer. Because we get freed from our sins, but then we commit offenses again. And that's why we have to know the 10 offenses. We get free and we commit offenses. So we always need the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And another point is, even if we get free from sinful reaction, it's not enough. We want to have Krishna. We want to have love of Krishna. And also for that, we need Lord Chaitanya and Nitai. And they've so kindly appeared here today for us to bless us. So we are begging their mercy. And Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a verse that describes Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda Mahaprabhu. Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahodita Gaudadai Pushpavanta Chitta Shandatumanda. I offer my respectful obeisances to Shri Krishna Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, who are like the sun and the moon. They have arisen simultaneously on the horizon of Gauda to dissipate the darkness of ignorance and thus wonderfully bestow benediction upon all. So how do they do this? Krishnadas Kaviraj explains. Jahar prasariye tamo koimash tamonashya kori kori tatoher prakash. By the grace of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, the darkness of ignorance is removed and the truth is brought to light. What is the truth? Tattva vastu Krishna, Krishna bhakti prema rup, nama sankirtana shabha ananda swarup. The absolute truth is Sri Krishna and loving devotion to Sri Krishna exhibited in pure love is achieved through congregational chanting of the holy name, which is the essence of all bliss. Surya chanda bahireya tamashe vinashe bahirastu gata gata adishe kashe. The sun and moon dissipate the darkness of the external world and reveal external material objects like pots and plates. Duibai hridaye kali antakar duibhagavat sange karan shakatkar. But these two brothers, Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, dissipate the darkness of the inner core of the heart. And that's where it's the darkest. Thus, they help one meet the two kinds of Bhagavatas. So what's happening when you chant? Gaur Nitai come into our hearts, shining, and they dissipate the darkness of ignorance. Ekka Bhagavata Bora Bhagavata Shastra Ara Bhagavata Bhakta Bhakti Rasa Patra. One of the Bhagavatas is the scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam, and the other is a pure devotee absorbed in mellows of loving devotion. So when they come in the heart, they reveal the two Bhagavatas to us, the pure devotee and Srimad Bhagavatam. Dui Bhagavata Dvara Diya Bhakti Rasa Tahar Hidaye Tar Prema Khoi Vash. Through the actions of the two Bhagavatas, the Lord gives bhakti ras. So they come in our heart, they reveal the two Bhagavatas, and then we get bhakti ras, prema bhakti. And then, what happens next after we get prema bhakti? The Lord comes under the control of the devotee. So this is why we need the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya can reveal to us the pure devotee, the Srimad Bhagavatam. And if we get that association, then we can get prema, bhakti ras in the heart. And then the Lord becomes controlled. So the problem is, we do chant offensively. So Prabhupada explained in a lecture, it's like a child learning to write. that he writes and writes, and eventually he becomes perfect. So we have to chant and chant. And eventually we'll come to the Namabha stage and the pure stage. So why do we chant offensively? What's the cause? We don't realize that Krishna and his name are none different. Narottam Das Thakur has sung, Golokera Prematana Hari Nama Sankirtana Ratina Jamila Kenetai. The sound Hare Krishna is coming from Goloka Vrindavan. But we're so unfortunate, we don't want to receive it, because we don't realize how Krishna and his name are non-different. My son Govinda, when he was about 14, 15 years old, he said to me, you know, if I could just talk to Super Soul, I would never be bored. Because his problem is boredom. This is the problem of teenagers. And I said to him, yes, you can talk to Super Soul, but you have to make the connection. How to make the connection? You chant Hare Krishna. And you connect with Super Soul. Even though we are less intelligent, when we chant and connect with Krishna, we connect with a reservoir of all intelligence. We connect with a reservoir of all knowledge and pleasure when we chant. Chanting is like trying to make a connection or a phone call to Goloka Vrindavan. So we make the phone call. Sometimes even Krishna answers. But when Krishna answers, our line is busy. In other words, our mind is somewhere else. So we don't get the call. We don't receive Krishna when he's actually trying to connect with us. So we're calling Goloka Vrindavan, but we don't realize that Krishna, he comes and he's personally present. So what to do about this? We do chant offensively. We don't pay attention. So there is something we can do. So in this class today, we're going to actually try prayer power. Prayer power. So now you can look at your papers. There is a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. It should be the second of the papers after the song Udilo Aruna. And we're going to sing this prayer. This verse is very powerful to counteract Nama Parad. We can say it after chanting. Srila Prabhupada has said this verse in Srimad Bhagavatam. In one purport, he said that we can chant this verse after we chant our rounds. And Satchinandan Swami, in his book Nectarian Ocean of the Holy Names, has said we can chant this verse before we chant our rounds also, because it will help us to concentrate. So before and after, we can chant this verse. So now we will sing it. I will sing one line, and you can repeat. Nivritta tarshar upagiyamana Nivritta tarshar upagiyamana Bhava shahasha chamana pivahana Kautama shloka gunanuvara Kautama shloka gunanuvara Kumam virasheta vinapashukna Kumam virasheta vinapashukna. Glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is performed in the Parampara system, conveyed from spiritual master to disciple. Such glorification is relished by those no longer interested in the false temporary glorification of this cosmic manifestation. Descriptions of the Lord are the right medicine for the conditioned soul undergoing repeated birth and death. Therefore, who will cease hearing such glorification of the Lord except a butcher or one who is killing his own self? Srila Prabhupada, in a lecture, said this verse shows three levels of chanting. You can have a reference. You can look up at the flip chart here. I've given a little summary of what Prabhupada has said. Nivrittatar Shire means a person actually on the liberated platform. He's freed from material activities. And this corresponds to the level of Namabhas, which is the second level of chanting, the clearing stage. Now, bhava-oshadhi is the medicine for the material disease. So that is those who are chanting on the offensive stage. It's medicine. It's going to clear your disease. It will cure your disease. Shoto mano biramat, attractive to the mind. This Prabhupada, interesting enough, he said it's for the beginners and for the advanced devotees. Because somehow or other, the beginners, they're attracted to the holy name. They don't know why. And then the pure devotee, who's on the highest level, that's all he can think of. It's very attractive for his mind. So in a Bhagavatam class, a few days ago, I heard a Prabhu giving a very nice example how the materialistic people are attracted to the holy name. In America, there is a holiday. I don't know if you have this in other countries. It's called Halloween. On this day, everybody dresses up in costumes. Actually, not everybody. Mostly it's just the children. But sometimes the grown-ups do it too. They dress up like a doctor or a nurse or a witch or a this or a that. So the devotee said he was in the gift shop in his temple. He said the sales of dhotis and kurtas go up on this day. Because people like to dress themselves as devotees. And then not only they dress as devotees, when the devotees go out on Harinam, they join the kirtan. And they're completely drunk, but they love the kirtan. Actually, I had that experience when I was in Calcutta. I was the pujari in Calcutta. On Janamashtami at midnight, we were all dancing, and next door was the Polish embassy. And this was when there was, before it was free. They all came over at midnight and they started dancing. They were all drunk and they started dancing with us. So it's attractive even for the materialistic people. They don't know why. They just like it. And Prabhupada gave the example of Jodai and Madhai. He said they were enjoying the chanting. They heard the Vaishnavas chanting and one of them was saying, "Oh, these rascal devotees, they sing really nicely." And they started to dance, Prabhupada said. Jodai and Madhai. And so we can see that the holy name is attractive for everyone. It's medicine for some. But we do need to work at chanting attentively and avoiding the offenses. But some devotees say, well, why do we need to counteract offenses? Well, you know, if we just chant Hare Krishna, automatically we'll get purified. Why do we have to know all these things and, you know, just chant? Why? Because... I'll tell you why. I won't tell you why. Bhaktivinoda Thakur will tell you why. I'll tell you what he says. Anartha nashayatna kobo nahi ja namakipa nahi pai durdaihataha. A person who never makes any effort to get rid of the anarthas will attain nothing but misfortune and not the mercy of the holy name. Namakipa binu koti koti yatakore. Without the mercy of the holy name, one may make countless efforts, but the anarthas will never loosen their grip on him. Niskapata yatne kande namer charane durahoy anartha tahar apatine. On the other hand, if one sincerely takes shelter of the holy name, crying at the name's lotus feet, then the anarthas will quickly disappear. So I met one devotee. He was in my Bhakti Vaibhav class. He told me the standard in Moscow when he became a devotee was that everyone during japa, they would sit in front of a picture. They would choose, like around the room, they would just sit in front and choose one picture, and they had to cry. They had to all cry. And he said it took him about 3 days, and then he started crying too. You're supposed to cry while you chant. That was the standard. So, anyway, he's still here with us. But, devotees have many funny ideas. But actually, it will come now. The day will come when we will cry for Krishna and we chant. So now I have given you another sheet here. We're going to practice. You don't have to practice crying, but you can just... We will pray before we chant for the blessings of the Vaishnavas. Sachinanda Swami, he gave a class before he left for Bombay. And in that class, he mentioned a mantra that we should say before we start our rounds. So basically that mantra was, that he was begging the mercy of the Vaishnavas, and he was saying, I am hopeless, I am helpless, but Prabhupada, I belong to you. You please recommend me to Krishna. You please give your recommendation. We need a recommendation. So who do we know up there? We know Srila Prabhupada, actually. That's who we know. So here we have some prayers before beginning japa. I will read the second prayer and the fourth prayer. And then you can, after I read them, you can choose one prayer and we will do a little chanting. This is the second prayer in Bengali. Ekaki amar nahi pai bola hari nama sankirtane. O Vaishnava Thakur, alone I have no strength to chant the holy name of Lord Hari. I beg you, therefore, please be merciful. And with a particle of faith, give me the treasure of the holy name of Krishna. Tumi kripa kori shadha bindu diya deha Krishna nama tarne. O Vaishnava Thakur. So this is the second prayer. And if you ever feel like you're all alone and nobody is helping you and you really have to struggle, so you can say this prayer before you chant. And then the last one is to the holy name itself. O name that destroys the many sufferings of they who take shelter of you. Okay, we need to get the generator turned on. So, is Madhumalati or Prashanta here? Yes. Okay, very good. Never mind. It came. Okay. O name that destroys the many sufferings of they who take shelter of you. O name that is the form of delightful and intense spiritual bliss. O name that is a festival of happiness for Gokula, or perfect and complete holy name of Lord Krishna. I bow down and offer my respects to you. Now in this little box at the bottom, there are some very important quotes for us to remember. One from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Simply by remembering the spiritual master, devotees of the Lord, and the personality of Godhead, one invokes their benedictions, destroys all difficulties, and very easily fulfills his own desires. And then the last quote, listen to this. One receives 100th portion of the religious merit of an elevated person by thinking of him. Think of Prabhupada. Think of your guru. You get 100th of the punya. Okay. So now we're going to practice. You have this sheet called Prayer Power. You choose. I would like you to read over the prayers. Choose one prayer and we'll chant for 5 minutes. Little japa. I hope you brought your japa beads. And if you didn't, you can just chant. So, as soon as you choose a prayer, then you may start chanting. We'll just chant for a few minutes, just so you get the feel of it, and then after you can use this during the day. Okay, we'll stop now. You'll be able to continue in Vrindavan, and you can do this practice. You have two prayers. I mean, you have the Bhagavatam prayer, and you have this prayer. Now, I'd like you to turn over. In the back, it says, end with prayer. So I will read these two prayers. At the end of your chanting, you can offer the results to Nam Prabhu with a personal prayer. Pancharatra Pradeep says, I commit thousands of offenses day and night, O Madhusudana, but please think of me as your servant and kindly forgive them. Prema Bhakti Chandrika says, O Lord of my heart, please hear my prayer. You are the Supreme Lord. Please do not reject me. Even if I commit offenses, still you are my only protector. Please give me some insignificant service and consider me your own servant. So there, here's another. Above that, it says during japa. Now, this doesn't mean that you read it while you chant. That is an offense to the holy name. But if you find that your mind is very distracted and you really can't concentrate, you stop your chanting, like it's better after one round, after, between rounds, and you can say one of these prayers. I'll give you an example. Oh, mind, why are you giving up the nectar of Krishna's names to talk of such things as family problems, security, and all? What can I say to you? Just chant the holy name, Madhuri Kadambini. So here we have some prayers that you can take with you and use. Now we're going to meditate on the most powerful mantra of all, more powerful than the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. What is that mantra that's... Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Prabhupada said chanting the Panchatapa Maha Mantra before chanting Hare Krishna blesses us with the ability to chant Hare Krishna without offenses. Because Gaur-Nitai don't take any offense. You can see if you go to Mayapur, it's a difference from living in Vrindavan. In Mayapur, the offenses don't count. I mean, you shouldn't commit them, but you don't get the same kind of reaction. It's very soft and sweet. But in Vrindavan, you get a kick. And you know immediately that you've done some offense. So Gaur-Nitai are very, very merciful. Whenever your chanting is difficult, we pray, just pray and meditate on Panchatattva. In Nectar of Devotion, it says that Lord Krishna is magnanimous because he gives himself to the devotees. Then it says, but Lord Chaitanya is more magnanimous because he gives himself to the non-devotees. So we can all take shelter. We have hope here. Even if we're not a devotee or we're just struggling to be a devotee, we can take shelter of Panchatattva. I'll just read two prayers and then we will do a meditation. Mukha kavita kore jasaban smarne panguru giri langhe onda deke taragane. By remembering the lotus feet of the Panchatattva, a dumb man can become a poet, a lame man can cross mountains, and a blind man can see the stars in the sky. Katanchana smite yasmen duskaram sukaram bhavet. Vismitte vikaritam sya shi chaitanya namamitam. Things that are very difficult to do become easy to execute if one somehow or other remembers Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But if one does not remember him, even easy things become very difficult. To this Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I offer my respectful obeisances. So now we are going to chant for a few minutes. I want you all to meditate on the forms of Panchatattva who are going to appear. They have appeared before us. This is the Mayapur installation at 2004. Now I want all of us to chant together Panchatattva Maha Mantra, and then we'll start Hare Krishna. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Now we'll sing with the kirtan Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Thank you.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Panchatattva ki jai. So we're very fortunate that Panchatattva has come from Mayapur to bless our retreat. We can beg their blessings. And whenever you chant Panchatattva Mahamantra, I would like you to fix the forms that you have just now seen in your mind, in your heart. We'll practice right now a little bit, just one time through. I'll just repeat. I'll say one at a time the names, and I want you to think of that form while you say the name. Shri Krishna Chaitanya.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya.
Prabhu Nityananda.
Prabhu Nityananda.
Shri Advaita.
Shri Advaita.
Gadadhar.
Gadadhar.
Shivas.
Shivas.
Adi Gaur Bhaktivrinda.
Adi Gaur Bhaktivrinda.
We saw the Bhaktivrinda also, so we can meditate on the Bhaktivrinda. So before you chant, please meditate on Panchatattva, and they will. This is the most powerful mantra to counteract offenses, and please meditate on the forms of Panchatattva while you chant. So all glories to Srila Prabhupada, and I wish you well in your chanting. Hare Krishna. We have a question from Virajan Prabhu.
You mentioned that in one of the sheets, you said that we should offer the results of our chanting to Namaprabhu.
Yes.
What do you mean by that?
Actually, this is...
Why don't you repeat the question?
Okay. The question is that after chanting, we should offer the results of our chanting to Namaprabhu. This sheet was actually made by Srimati Mataji. So she has written this. So I would have to speculate as to what she means, but I know for a fact that Srimati offers all her chanting, like we chant for ourselves, but when she chants, then she says, whatever results I get from this chanting, I offer to you for your pleasure. Sometimes, like as a mother, I chant extra rounds for my son. I say, okay, please, I offer, this is for my son, these extra rounds. These four rounds I give to my son. So... You can offer your, and also she has this, she offers her rounds for ISKCON so that ISKCON can get better. And so I guess there is, you can also offer the results of your chanting to Namaprabhu, to ISKCON. And I know a lot of mothers that have children that give them worries, and they offer the results of their chanting to their kid, to their son or daughter, or at least some of their rounds.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And now our time is up. So we will have, it's time for breakfast prasad.
Yeah.